Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for Monday, the 7th of September, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. All right, there were 555 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's up from 545 on Friday. Of the 555 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 235 with gains, and that's up significantly from 111 on Friday. There were 149 with no gains. That's up from 127 on Friday. And there are 171 with a loss, and that's down significantly from 307 on Friday. As far as the volume was up again from Friday to 2.47 billion, and that's up from 2.23 billion on Friday. Therefore, the average volume is also up, increased to 4.45 million, and that's up from 4.10 million on Friday. The percentage gain loss has also improved. It's at a gain of 1.81%, and that's up from 0.59% on Friday. So a positive day across the board here for Monday, the 7th of September 2020. Let's continue the good news, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks, which were: number one, we have Osman Resources Limited, ASX code AOA, and it had a percentage gain of 100% today. At number two, we have Sabre Resources Limited, ASX code SBR, and it had a percentage gain of 80% today. At number three, we have Raiden Resources Limited, ASX code RDN, and it had a positive gain of 45.45% today. At number four, we have Cullen Resources Limited, ASX code CUL, and it had a percentage gain of 42.86% today. And rounding off at number five is Firefly Resources Limited, ASX code FFR, and it had a percentage gain of 37.5% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks. Some great gains and positive volumes there today. Let's move on to the commodities. The best performing commodities today were gold, copper, nickel, lithium, and oil and gas, with gold and copper being the two predominant performers today. As far as the highest traded stock traded today, that was Sabre Resources Limited, ASX code SBR, and 37.44% of the company was traded today. As far as project locations, Kalgoorlie was the best performing project location, which is located in Western Australia. Let's look at the last 12 months of the top 20 and compare their percentage staff admin spend versus project spend. And again, this is for the top 20 of their spend in the last 12 months. And it's at 59%. So effectively what that means is 59% of money available to the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, they're spending 59% on staff admin over the last 12 months and 41% on projects. And that's down slightly from 63% spent on staff admin on Friday. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There were 151 ASX resource stocks that traded today that use an ERP software solution, and that's up from 149 on Friday. The percentage gain is 1.17% gain, positive gain, and that's up from a negative 0.99% loss on Friday. So a nice huge turnaround there for the ERP statistics. Volume is down significantly to 367 million, and that's down from 510 million on Friday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, only one of them are using an ERP software solution. Let's now move on to the overview of the best performing ASX resource stocks, a stock for today, which was Osman Resources Limited, ASX code AOA. Let's start with their projects. They have a number of projects in exploration throughout New South Wales and Queensland. As far as spend over the last 12 months, they've only spent $73,000 on projects and $299,000 on staff admin. That equates to 80% of money available in the last 12 months spent on staff admin and only 20% of money available spent on projects. As far as money in the bank, they have approximately $400,000, and that's excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raise. Their market cap is currently sitting at just over $6 million as of close of trade today. They have just over 611 million shares on issue. As far as their share price, it closed at 1 cent today. And as far as the what it started in 2020, it was at 0.02 of a cent. So it's gone up 500% in 2020. Some great gains there, and congrats to all the top 20 shareholders. And talking about shareholdings, let's move on and look at the total shareholding of the top 20 along with the directors of the company, and it's currently sitting at just over 52%. So again, just over 52% of the top 20 shareholding, and that includes directors as well. All right, that now concludes our MacCorp Daily Podcast for today. We hope you've enjoyed and gained some valuable insights. If there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email Steve at macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and have a good evening. Good night.